Welcome to Eco Living in Action, a half-hour sustainable living show with Maureen Howard. Maureen chats with a different guest each week about their sustainability activities and initiatives, from advice on tiny houses to rooftop gardens to wildlife-friendly farming practices. Maureen's guests are passionate individuals who are making a difference. Eco Living in Action, proudly supported by Sustainable Dunedin City.
Kia ora, welcome to Eco Living in Action. I'm Maureen Howard, host of this show. If you've been listening to the shows, you'll know that I've travelled from New Zealand to Ireland and stayed there for a bit. And now I'm on my way back. I'm in Colombia, and I've travelled via container ships and via the Americas. And I've met a great many interesting people who are on their own travel adventures. And my guest for this show is one of them. He's fellow traveller David Gomez Becerril from Mexico, who is travelling the Americas on his bamboo bicycle, very slowly getting to know the people of his brother countries. And what I find especially interesting about David's journey is that he's doing it on a bamboo bicycle. And in this show, I talk to David about his journey, his bike, and what he loves about bamboo, and how he manages to travel for such a long time on a very low income. This show was recorded on the 23rd of November, 2017. I'm in Caburgana talking to David Gomez Becerril, who's from Mexico. Now, you have got the idea, and you're currently in the midst of this, of cycling, I guess, around Mexico and up to the US and coming back down and cycling right down to the bottom of South America. What gave you this idea?
Yeah, well, I wanted to travel to South America, but I wasn't sure which medium I was to use. And then I met this guy who was traveling around the world with his bicycle, and he convinced me to travel by bicycle, which I really appreciated a lot.
Right.
Yeah, that's been the best.
And before that, you weren't a big cyclist, is that right?
Right, well, yes, when I was younger, I used to even compete in little events, but that's it. And I used my bicycle as a transport to move in the city.
Yeah.
So I always like it, cycling,
yeah.
But it's not a risky travel by bicycle.
Many people, they can be a recreational cyclist or just cycling a tiny little bit, and you think it's okay, they can just head off.
Absolutely, yeah. Because traveling by bicycle is like a big trip that the aim thing to success is not to hurry your path, just let you go.
Because you're obviously, you need to work within the limits of your body at the time, you know, your fitness and getting those muscles developed.
Right. Even if you are fitness, the distances that you are going to do are really long. You are going to do this for a long time. So if you start too fast and you don't have good budget, then you can run out of muscles very soon.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're chatting here near the end of November 2017. So when did you start?
Oh, I started on June 1st, 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you first left Mexico and you went north, isn't that right?
That's right. Actually, I always dream on going to Copper Canyon, which is in north of Mexico, a state called Chihuahua. And well, with this trip, I thought, okay, I can reach Copper Canyon and then go back to the south to my aim goal, which was actually Bolivia, and then keep going more to the south. But when I was in the north, I have a friend that lives in San Francisco, California, and maybe she was kidding, sending me message, oh, now that you're close to the border, you can come and visit me. But Well, she just gave me the idea, and I thought, okay, yes, I can cycle more to the north.
And how are you finding cycling? You know, because you haven't done, you've done some travels before, but in what ways is cycling different for you?
Yes, well, I've been traveled by airplane, by bus, and the difference is that when you travel in those motor machines, your trip is from point A to point B, and you lost or you miss all the way long from point A to point B, and you miss all that part. You don't know what is happening till you reach the bus terminal or the next airport, and you just miss all this space that is like an obstacle. When you're traveling in a high speed, the space is the obstacle. And when you're traveling by bicycle, the space is the trip. It's actually, you don't care. It's more important all this trajectory. And when you reach point B, it's just not, is the least important of the trip.
Right.
And the people always is, also one of the differences is that the people, when see you in a bicycle, wants to help, go with you, talk to you, ask you questions, invite you to their homes, give you food, sometimes even money. So it's
right. But perhaps one of the reasons that they're particularly attracted to you on your bicycle is that your bicycle is actually made of bamboo.
Yeah, well, that came later. I started in an aluminium bicycle. But I already heard about bamboo bicycles. I couldn't find any. So I started this trip in an aluminium bicycle, which is not very recommendable. Aluminium is very rigid, very tough, so you can feel every stone or whatever you find in the road, and it vibrates. All your panniers and your luggage is going to vibrate, and sooner or later it's going to get broken, and even your back pains a lot.
Right. So what's the transition been like? The transition between being on that aluminium bike to being on the bamboo bike?
Oh, well, when I tried my bamboo bike, it was hilarious. I was so impressive how it behaves. I was really excited. The difference was just enormous. So I'm very happy to do this transition, and much more happier and happier because it's an ecological element. It came from the nature.
Right. That's right. So it's a natural material. It grows very fast.
And
doesn't need chemicals to grow.
Right. And it's very cheap.
Very cheap. Right. Yes. So you actually, with others, helped you to make your own bicycle.
Right. Yes.
And where was that?
I did that in a city in Mexico called Guadalajara. And there's this movement, social movement, of mobility, and they got this idea to start building bamboo bikes to help others to have their own bikes and transport through the city. So when I arrived there, I told them my project, and they were interested in helping me. So we worked together, and it was a different bike on what they were doing, because this was a long-term travel bicycle.
Ah,
and
yes.
They used to build just urban bicycles. So we spent like 7 weeks building this all the elements we used, and we learned together.
Right.
I failed the first test. So I had to rebuild the back part.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So recutting and...
Right.
And so, you know, for people who are listening to the show, I'll be putting up some photographs of the bicycle, so that people can have a better idea of what it looks like. but so it's the main body of the bike, isn't it? So it's not the wheels. I know that there's some bikes now that even have bamboo wheels, isn't that right?
Yeah, well, I've seen bicycles made by wood, even the wheels and all that, but it's a technique that I don't know. Even the fork, also in bamboo.
Wow.
But I don't know the technique either. So we just build the frame. The frame of the bike is made by bamboo.
Mm. And how do you join the bits of the bamboo together?
We use something called, in Spanish, is resina, but I don't know.
Resin.
Resin,
mm-hmm,
with epoxy. So when you mix it up, it comes very tough. There are different kind of resins. Some are more flexible, so makes the frame more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
I learned this later when I was in another town called San Cristóbal de las Casas in Chiapas. They are more advanced in this searching of doing the best bamboo bike.
Yeah, it's fantastic, yeah. And have there been any drawbacks, like problems with the bamboo bike that...
None at all, nothing. I mean, I just travel through the ocean without concern of the salty things, because it's a natural element that doesn't get rusty or
mm-hmm.
It's happened absolutely nothing to the frame.
Right, excellent, okay. And, you know, as you've been traveling, you know, you mentioned that, you know, people are really interested and come to help you and everything, and I'm sure they're really interested to see you on this bicycle as well.
Oh, yes. When they realize that it's a bamboo bike, they just got unbelievable. They can't believe it. They say, no, this cannot be a bamboo bike. It's maybe iron in the core, and you just put that like a cover. But I explain them how I build them, and they are very excited with that.
Mm, yeah. And have you had any interest from, you know, the wider long-distance cycling community? Because it is really active, isn't it? Once you start long-distance cycling, you find that there's all of these other people who are also doing it too.
Right, yes. I was interested before I started this trip because of my friend that was doing this very long distance all around the world. So there's an organization called Warm Showers. Everyone can register. So I registered to start meeting travelers with their bikes. I received them in my home, and I learned a lot from them too. So to get ready for this trip, and during this trip, I also find a lot of interesting people that are traveling, and now we are in contact. And sometimes we coincide, we travel for 1 or 2 days together, and then everyone goes to their own trip, and we maybe find again in 2 or 3 months in another place.
Yeah.
And start sharing experiences.
Right, that's great. Yes. And what kind of websites do you use? And in terms of, you know, navigating your route?
Oh, well, I use an application. There are many applications you can use nowadays, but the one I use is Awesome Ant. It helped me a lot to select a route. If you don't want to travel just in highways or the aim roads, you can choose dirt roads,
mm-hmm,
which is also very interesting.
Mm.
And you can see a lot of nature and no cars.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the really headed is the cars, the drivers. In Central America is quite heavy.
Right, yes. So as you've been traveling down, so your cycling has been good in Mexico, but hitting Central America, it's got a little bit more difficult?
Well, in Mexico, there are parts that it's like Central America, and there are other parts that it's very good to ride. But in Central America, it's very tough.
Mm.
The drivers they have not this culture of cycling, so that's the difficult thing, and they don't have rules in slow speed and high speed, so they are doing very dangerous things for...
Yes. Anyway, you've survived Central America.
I survived, yeah.
Yeah. And we're now actually in Colombia. Yeah. And there was the challenge of getting from Panama down to Colombia, because there's no actual road that takes people through the Darién.
The dream is to travel all through the Darién Gap by bicycle, but there's no... at the moment, there's no, it's not possible.
Yeah.
So you have to choose on travel by airplane. There are quite cheap trips to Medellin, but I wouldn't recommend to use an airplane for such a short distance. It's a waste of energy.
Yeah.
So the other thing is to travel by sailboat. It's like the most known things for travelers, but it's very expensive. They are going to charge you from $400 to $500. So, and there's a third option that I just realized when I arrived to Colombia, which is by these motor boats from Cartí to Puerto Badia, and it's going to cost you $100.
Right. Yes, I've just realized as well.
Yeah. Although traveling by sailboat is also like adventurous, and you can go in a slow pace, and knowing the San Blas Islands, which are really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're lucky, you might find someone that takes you for free, or working with them.
Mm-hmm. It's being patient is the key.
It's being
probably.
Patient, and you have to spend at least 2 or 1 month in those ports, which are not very nice, but you can do volunteer work, you know. So.
Yeah. Now, people, you know, who are listening to this show, they might be curious about how someone can afford to travel in this way and travel for such an extensive period of time, because, you know, you've been traveling for over a year now, and you've got quite a few years ahead of you, haven't you, really?
Right,
until
yes.
Before you finish your journey.
Yes, for a country which is not like those developed countries that can have a little bit more budget. People surprised when I was traveling in California. They said, "Oh, how a Mexican is traveling by bicycle!" I mean, I was the first Mexican they received. Although I'm not the only Mexican is doing this, but it's not common.
Mm-hmm.
So, however, you can do it with $5 or $6 per day, preparing your own food, eating a lot of vegetables which are not expensive. Eggs and take your own stuff, all that you can do by yourself with a tent. You can camp anywhere. You can ask people if they allow you to put your tent in their land.
Yeah.
And most of them are going to be glad to help you.
Yeah, that once they meet you, see your face and see that you're serious and you're on a long distance journey.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. The one thing I think that a bicycle allows you to do is to carry a little bit extra stuff. And so you are able to bring a tent. You know, it's really feasible to have all your cooking gear and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you make use of other things like couch surfing? And you mentioned warm showers.
Right. Yes, I use warm showers. I use couch surfing. And that's it. Then I ask for in the fire stations. They are very helpful. Red Cross, sometimes even in churches that I haven't asked, but I know many cyclists that they did and they helped them.
Right, excellent, yeah.
And
lately, you know, you've been doing work for accommodation too, haven't
right.
you?
Right, yes, I do this trade work for accommodation and food. And sometimes even for traveling in a sailboat.
We've been having some chats before, you know, we started recording, and it's clear to me, you know, that you're not just, you know, a cyclist and interested in, you know, having, I guess, the freedom, which is a wonderful thing, you know, to travel and discover new places. Right. But, you know, you are traveling with a purpose to discover other things, aren't you?
Absolutely, yes. In Mexico, you live under the regime of this mass media that telling you how the other countries are and how dangerous is Central America and how far and dangerous too is going to South America, and the political views that the media gives you are really narrow. So I decided to see by myself how really are those brothers countries, and I found it, they are brother countries with nothing to do with the media tells you they are about. And so, and also I have this political interest on the polynational politic that is doing in Bolivia by Evo Morales, so I wanted to know what they were doing with the indigenous or...
And this is to do with protecting the environment and their culture, is that right?
That's right. They call it the Pachamama, which is like all living creatures have the same right, or you have to live in balance with all those living, because we are part of this living. Every living thing has a heart that shares your own heart. So if we destroy all this living thing, we are, it's destroying ourselves. It's autodestructive. It's a very self-destruction. People sometimes are not conscious on how connected they are each other, and when they try to talk about politics or whatever, they think they are individuals disconnected with each other, and but it's just like a thought, it's just like a saying, because in the real life they're still connected, but it's just that they're not conscious.
Not realizing.
Not realizing.
Yeah, right. Well, like that could be a whole radio show in itself, couldn't it? Because it's really interesting,
yeah,
you know,
exactly
what you're talking
right.
about. And, you know, you're traveling on your bicycle. And do you see bicycles being part of, you know, the solution? I remember going by a shop, you know, I think it was in Motueka in New Zealand, and seeing this little sign outside the bike shop, and it said the Quiet Revolution. And at the time,
okay.
I know we've heard of this, you know, since
right.
then, but at the time I thought, oh, that's really exciting, because not only is the bicycle quiet, unlike a car,
right.
But it's kind of, yeah, it's about change happening in a quiet way.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree on that. Bicycle permits you to still still be connected with your environment when you are just moving. I mean, we can see it like walkers are very connected with the land. Those guys that travel just by walking are even more amazing, I think. But bicycle is like the second option, a little bit faster, but still being in a pace that you can feel the air and the temperature.
Connect with people as you go by.
Right, connect with the people and even with the animals and all the things that you are seeing through the to the road. And you're still connected with the earth. While you're traveling by car, you just disconnect all this part. So absolutely, there must be a speed limit in the human thing.
Yeah, a human level speed limit of where we can still connect.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So it sounds like you've got quite a few years ahead of you to keep connecting through your bicycling. When do you hope to finish?
Don't know, but maybe in 5 years.
Five years.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know. First I said 4 years, now 5 years. But
we'll see. Well, thanks so much, David, for coming on the show.
Thank you for this nice interview.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, people here listening are feeling excited and quite keen to get out on their bicycles. And
I hope so. I could inspire least one that say, hey, I want to try travel by bike.
And when we're airing this show, it'll be a summertime, so good opportunity.
Right.
Good.
And thank you for listening. I'm Maureen Howard, and this is Eco Living in Action. And today I've been chatting with David Gomez Becerril from Mexico about his bamboo bicycle and his travel adventures in the Americas. If you'd like to listen to the show again, you can download it as a podcast from the Otago Access Radio website, or you can listen to it on iTunes, or also soon on my website at ecolivinginactiondunedin.wordpress.com. Eco Living in Action is supported by Sustainable Dunedin City. So thank you for listening, and I hope to catch you next week.
Sustainable Dunedin City aims to facilitate a positive, secure and sustainable future for Dunedin. We're local people interested in issues of climate change, declining energy security and sustainability. As they affect our city, Sustainable Dunedin City produces a regular online newsletter of sustainability related events, hosts regular green drink sessions and organises the Big Green Challenge. For more information or to join, go to www.sustainabledunedincity.org.
The sounds of steel will join with the bush saw scrape and whine. That's when you will hear our axes ring. The teamster all too soon he moves on in. The logs we fall to the line he clears away. 8 horses 4 by 2 and the two-wheeled wooden rim. The axle groans at least 6 times a day. Keep them logs rolling, boys, down to the Milky Boys. Keep them logs rolling down. For we'll drive the crosscuts through just to show what we can do. We'll pave all the streets of London town. Sweats and strains most all day. Down 20 miles a track to feed the mill. Stoker keeps the firebox full with the offcuts from the day, so that later on she'll make that 3-mile hill. The mill first does strip and bark the logs and sends them to the benchman standing by. He slips the mill saw through, never mind what slips and pokes. It's then that you'll see the chips and the sawdust fly. Keep them logs rolling, boys, down to the Milky Boys. Keep them logs rolling down. For we'll drive the crosscuts through just to show what we can do. We'll pave all the streets of London town. When the weather's fine, they'll be down at the Hamlin side. When a nor'wester comes on and it's down to Flinders Bay, through grueling surf you'll see them big ships spray. Spare a thought for us chaps who work an hour. Next time you walk the streets of a London town, in the forest, in the mill, on the line and in the yard, just to keep them damn logs rolling down. Keep them logs rolling, boys, down to the Milky Boys. Keep them logs rolling down. For we'll drive the crosscuts through just to show what we can do. We'll pave all the streets of London town. Keep them logs rolling, boys, down to the Milky Boys. Keep them logs rolling down, or we'll drive the Scots through just to show what we can do.